Hi, everybody. Good morning and welcome to another little bite-sized political podcast week here in the David Vance platform. And thank you so much for downloading this one. This is being recorded on April 22nd, 2024. So in the year of our Lord, 2024, here I am. And thank you, as always, for those who download this, to those who support me by buying me a coffee, link below, and to quantumhypno.com. co.co.uk for their support as well. Thanks very much. And just a quick heads up ahead of this evening, do join my live show tonight when I'm joined by Don Lester and Mr. David Parker. They were on with me before. They're the author of What Really Makes You Ill. And we're going to have a good old chat about those nasty viruses and those even nastier vaccines. So do join me tonight. Looking forward to that. Also, as a special we're having on Wednesday night, do join me when I'm joined by my sponsor, Sarah Smith, and a really interesting guy whose name is, I'll try to pronounce it right because it's not the most easily pronounceable, Dr. Sam Manigich. That's right, Dr. Sam Manigich. You would say, who is he? Well, he is a guy who owns the Bosnian pyramids. Have you heard of the Bosnian pyramids? Well, you will on Wednesday. So join us then. Lots of good entertainment coming up later this week. And of course, there's a live show on Thursday night. Okay, let's get to today's, the first topic of the day. BBC breathlessly telling us deadly nitazine drug adverts are an X and SoundCloud, the BBC founds. These are opioids, apparently. Thousands of posts offering these deadly drugs known as nitazines have been found on X and the music platform SoundCloud by a BBC investigation. The BBC investigating deadly drugs. Okay, you know where this one's going to go, don't you? Nitazines, more deadly than heroin, have recently been linked to nearly 3 UK deaths a week. Wow, 3 UK deaths a week. You don't say. Well, that's reason to get absolutely concerned. After the BBC alerted SoundCloud, it removed the posts. X took down hundreds, apparently, but many listings remain. SoundCloud said it had been targeted by bad actors, whilst X did not respond to requests. Nitazines, which are illegal in the UK, are synthetic drugs produced in laboratories. They are similar to heroin and morphine, but can be several hundred times more potent. It's thought users often take them unknowingly. How is that possible? Okay, so let's take this apart, shall we? And then we'll get into the sublime irony in this one. Right, in the first place, as you know, I mean, I totally oppose all these illegal narcotics and this whole market and heroin and other pills. You know, is one that is a bomb. It's an abomination, and they all, of course, should be, and they are illegal here in the UK. Not that the government's that bothered about doing much about it, but the BBC thought they would take a quick hit at SoundCloud and X, formerly Twitter. So, in the first instance, it's good that these posts offering illegal substances are being taken down. I approve of that. That's good. But hang on a second, there's an elephant in the room. Is this the same BBC that pushed the COVID jabs, the COVID experimental gene therapies? Because if that's the case, those gene therapies have taken the lives of more than 3 people a week on average now, haven't they? And the BBC promoted them with absolute zeal. So you'll pardon me if I get too agitated about these particular illegal narcotics. Surely, if there's anything in the world worse than illegal drugs, it's legal drugs that cause harm and damage. And surely that is exactly how we can define the COVID vaccinations. And indeed some other things as well that the BBC promotes when it comes to the vaccination world. So yeah, I just thought to myself, well, this is a bit rich, isn't it? So the BBC are patronizing the likes of X and SoundCloud, in this case, legitimately so, because they are providing advertisements for substances which are illegal, and rightly so. But this is the same BBC with all the billions it has behind us that absolutely promoted the whole COVID farce, the whole COVID theatre, the whole vaccine farce, the whole vaccine theatre. This is the same BBC that doesn't talk about what these vaccines have done to people. Oh, no, doesn't want to talk about that because it thinks it's done a great job there. Well, you see, my view is that all such drugs, in whichever form, that do damage to human beings should be legitimately outlawed, and the people who push them should be prosecuted. Well, if you follow that logic, then that means the BBC should be prosecuted as well, doesn't it? It means that those BBC commentators and those BBC programmes who relentlessly push the propaganda are every bit as culpable as those pushing Netizen on SoundCloud and Twitter, in my book anyway. I don't see any difference between them. Do you?